Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Kieran Tyler, editor of the Europe Caprolactam and Nylon Reports, and with me today is Ishani Chavda, editor of the European Cyclohexane Report. So Ishani, as caprolactam and nylon are both downstream of cyclohexane, I understand there's been tightness in the market recently.
Yes, that's correct, Kieran. Cyclohexane has been tight throughout the year, with some quarters being tighter than others. This quarter, the market is incredibly tight due to supply constraints, and sources have noted a drop in imports from the US and the Middle East into Europe last month, which has added to this.
I see. Do imports play a significant role in the European supply?
Yes. Following the closure of SABIC's Wilton facility in the UK at the start of this year, the European market has become fairly reliant on imports. So any changes to the level of imports will dramatically affect European market dynamics. I understand that CX tightness has had some effects downstream also, particularly in the caprolactam market earlier this quarter. How are things developing now?
Well, as you said, Ishani, Capro has been very tight for the last few months, in line with the tightness in CX. And there's even some reports that Capro producers were having to go directly to the spot market to fulfil some of their orders. But that's changed recently. In July, and now as we're in the first week of August, the situation has eased a little bit. One reason for that is because the downstream nylon market demand has gotten slightly softer and going into a sort of a seasonal lull, and players are disagreeing with regards to how significant that lull is this year, and there's some mixed views out there, but everyone's now pretty much in agreement that there isn't a shortage in Capro anymore, and the tightness has definitely eased.
And what's happened to the prices?
So prices recently have fallen. Just this week, actually, for July, the contract prices dropped by 70 euros per tonne, which is quite significant. That's partly due to the price sentiment in the nylon 6 market. And there's an interesting dynamic there where there's a tendency for Capro prices to follow what's happening in the downstream nylon market rather than the other way around. But that's also due to availability improving as well. I understand there's an interesting dynamic with regards to cyclohexane and caprolactam in the global market, because CX prices are based on the formula, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. The CX formula is heavily dependent on movements upstream in benzene, as well as the CX quarterly delta. So at the moment, because of tightness, the CX delta has dramatically increased. It's at 170 euros at present. However, although there's tightness because of benzene, the monthly price of CX keeps dropping. So this month we've had a 50 euro per ton decrease in CX following the movements in benzene. So not quite sure what's happening with that in regards to the rest of the quarter or how the CX delta will move next quarter.
Okay, well, yeah, that's really interesting, Ishani. And how is cyclohexane production looking globally at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we've been hearing that there were some production issues in the US. These have been ongoing, but not confirmed. However, last month, we did hear that a production hiccup in the US was resolved. And so this week, sources have said that US production has improved. So we expect that US material will be reaching the European market fairly soon. This should aid tightness. But how soon that material will come online is yet to be seen.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Ishani. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Kieran Tyler.